We welcome Beaver Dam softball head coach Abby Schmidt in ahead of her team's matchup against Monona Grove. Coach, team 7-0, coming off that impressive 4-1 win over Milton in 8 innings yesterday. 6 of those 7 wins so far this year have come with the opponent scoring 3 runs or less. Could you touch a bit on just the effort of Riley Zarnecki and Gabby Fakes leading the charge in the circle there?
Yeah, I think they've done a really good job mixing up their pitches and keeping all the batters that they're facing on their toes. So it's been really helpful for them to stay ahead in the count and not get behind. And we haven't been giving free passes away. So there's very few walks that have been happening this season, which has been helpful for their workload.
In terms of that win against Milton, did that kind of feel like one that was circled on the calendar for a bit, considering they took conference last year and both you and them were kind of battling all year long for that top spot?
Yeah, it was really good for us to get back into Milton, and it kind of felt like a rematch after last year. I mean, last season we really wanted to take conference, and they just outplayed us in that last game. And then this year we were able to go back down there and get a little bit of a taste of victory. It's been a hard one, and it really shows us where we are in the season when it comes to our playing, because we've had such a mixture of level of teams that we've been playing so far this season.
Absolutely. Gabby Fakes was able to go the distance there all 8 innings with that one, another impressive outing. She's heading south to your alma mater, UW-Madison, to continue her softball career. What kind of conversations have you two had about that Badgers program, the coaching staff that's currently in place, and what she can expect?
I think it's really just been focusing on this season. She's excited to finish out her senior season, and she wants to have fun with it. So I'm just telling her every little bit she can enjoy this high school season is really going to carry her into her next season at Wisconsin. Coach Healy is a great coach over there, and I think she'll be nothing but lucky to play under her, and I'm excited to see what she can do for that program overall.
Absolutely. Something I've kind of noticed on tape, Gabby works very fast. How much of an advantage does that kind of give her against hitters, just to keep them off balance and kind of keep them guessing?
They have to be prepared as soon as they step in the box. I mean, Gabby likes to work that way because that's the way her mind works. I mean, she knows what needs to be done, and she wants to get it done as efficiently as possible. I mean, softball is a fast game, and it's meant to be played fast, and she understands that, and that's the way she wants to keep it.
Awesome. And then with this team in general, I know 7-0 is obviously as good as it gets at this point, but are there any aspects of the game that you want to see this team improve upon as you watch them over the course of the next few weeks?
Yeah, this was actually a conversation we had after the game last night. Our hitting has been doing really well overall, and our base running, but what I want them to focus on now, especially tonight, is our goal is to be errorless. I mean, on the field, we need to make sure that we are playing every single ball clean. We're getting our throws to where they should be, and we're talking. It's just defensively is where I want the focus to be for the rest of this week, and I believe if we can play flawlessly in the field, then that's going to propel us into the postseason.
Your team's kind of played through a little bit of everything in terms of weather. You had the cold early on, in and out, right? And then the whipping wind yesterday, some rain, probably some hail in practice at some point too. How do you expect the warmer weather in the next few weeks to kind of impact the game flow?
I think they're going to be a little thrown off on how nice it can be to play softball when we have nice weather that cooperates with us. It also shows our mental toughness. We're not letting the elements get into the way of our game. And I think as soon as that part gets taken away and we're able to play in the sun and it's not as whipping wind all over the place, I think it's going to be nothing but positive for us. But I think it's preparing us for what's to come, and the girls are just stepping up to the plate, and they're doing what's expected of them.
Awesome. Coach Schmidt, thank you very much for the time, and best of luck against Monona Grove tonight.
Thank you very much.
7-0 Beaver Dam and 3-5 Monona Grove jumpstart their season series tonight on the Beaver Dam softball diamond, and it's all on Daily Dodge TV.